Mr. Feenster for you.
Okay, we're ready for him.
He's right there.
All right. Ready, we're ready. Okay, sir, how are you doing today?
Pretty good, how about you?
Good, good, sir. Sir, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. Can I get you to state your name, your ADC number for us for the record?
Adam Dwight Feenster, DSC 289471.
Okay, sir, I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today. Although you cannot see us, sir, you have the Honorable Luis Quinones, you have the Honorable David Neal, sir. My name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your panel chair. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Correction as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Oliveri, sir. Sir, prior to this hearing today, sir, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, sir, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself, sir?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Oliveri in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Okay, so your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, sir, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated, sir. We're going to start out in phase one. You have four allegations listed on your warrant, sir. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read the allegations to you, Mr. Simpson, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. First allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by providing a urine specimen that was adulterated or by dilution and unsuitable for testing on or about March 25th, 2016, per the test lab report dated March 27, 2016. Sir, is that true or false?
I guess it's true.
Okay.
But I didn't purposely delete anything.
All right. Well, we're going to go, when we get into phase two, sir, you'll have an opportunity to explain those, okay? Okay, so the next allegation states on your warrant that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by the use of marijuana THC on or about May 2nd, 2016, per the task lab report dated May 6, 2016. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay, thank you, sir. So your third allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12C, as demonstrated by your failure to complete BRE, a residential community behavior modification program, on or about June 23rd, 2016. Is that true or false, sir?
Sure.
Okay, thank you, sir. And your last allegation, sir, states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about June 24, 2016, as verbally directed via telephone, directed on June 23, 2016. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. So based on the admission of Mr. Simpson, I move to find that it was delinquent. He did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses, about to lapse in two criminal ways or a company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, sir, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you under community supervision, sir. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Oliveri. And then after that, sir, we'll be coming to you to present any information that you'd like to present to the board. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Oliveri.
Offender Simpson was released from the Department of Corrections on March 3rd of 2016. He was arrested on November 2nd of 2017 by Phoenix PD on an absconder warrant only, returned back to DOC custody that same day. He has 496 days abscond. His projected supervision end date will be on January 10th of 2018. Current conviction, 2013, aggravated DUI, 2 years. One prior conviction, 2013, aggravated DUI, 4 months. The offender has 2 terms with ADC. CU and IR scores are a 2-1, a mental health score of a 3, and a substance abuse score of a 3. There is no STG gang information noted. There are no prior terms of supervision. He has no disciplinary history. Other arrest in 2007, misdemeanor DUI, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2009, endangerment, Arizona felony conviction probation. And also in 2009, misdemeanor DUI, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. His community risk level is a G3, V3.
Okay, Mr. Simpson, I'm going to go over some information with you, sir, coming off the program files that we have in here. I see that you were released. When you were released, you were pre-approved for placement to reside with your mother, Mary, located at 17317 North 19 Terrace in Phoenix. And then on May 3rd, you reported into the Northwest Parole Office for staffing. During the staffing, you were directed to report to PUBA, a residential modification program located at 2501 West Elm Street. On June 24th of 2016, you were discharged from PUBA. The defendant did not report to PUBA, and you didn't have any other address or changes during that period of time. So why didn't you report to PUBA?
Because I was going to lose my job, and they were going to revoke my parole.
Okay, so was there a problem when you were staying with your mom?
No problem. I just got out and got involved in a very bad relationship and made some stupid decisions.
Mm-hmm.
As far as coming up dirty for marijuana, I had already applied and been approved for a marijuana card for 3 lumbar discs. I had bullets in my back. And I messed up and smoked before I actually had the card in my hand. So that was a violation.
All right. So, sir, says that you were working at an Arco gas station at 1602 East Bell Road, and then you verified employment at Amigos, 3 Amigos located at 7800 North 14th Street. Were you still working during this period of time, sir? Or?
Yes, I was working the entire time.
Okay. Where were you working at? Same place or what?
Yeah, I was working at 3 Amigos up until probably about a month after I got violated.
Okay. And it does show, you did talk a little bit about this, sir, that you were referring to tasks for random drug testing. You were assigned the color of ivory while you were there. It looks like March 25th, you had a diluted urine sample. Then it looks like March 28th, you did take it, it was negative. Then April 11th, it was negative. And then after that, they were all positive for THC. You start smoking marijuana then. Says that as a result of that, on May 3rd, the offender was taken out of CAC CCAP and placed into an inpatient facility, Breve. The offender was required to participate in substance abuse program at Breve. On June 23rd, he was discharged from that program. That's what we just previously talked about. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
It also said that on March 29th that you reported into the Northwest Parole Office for staffing. During the staffing, you admitted to consuming alcoholic beverages and smoking marijuana without an authorized medical card. In conclusion, the staff ward required you to wear an alcohol detention device. You wore that for 90 days, is that right?
Yes, sir. I didn't drink anymore after the offense
that I confessed to. Okay, well, it says that it was conducted and they came by your house to check. It also says that you were with your mother 50 minutes of having a ride to the residence. So they checked the residence, they found some zigzag smoke or rolling papers inside your bedroom, sir, under the mattress?
That's correct.
Right. Okay, and at that time, they directed the deceased all the substance abuse, and you were given a violation letter that contained the directive to report that. It's kind of cut off on the bottom of this, I can't see actually what it was. I'm assuming it was a letter to report to VRED.
That's correct.
Okay. So Mr. Simpson, you seem to be, you know, pretty relevant, and you, why did you just not go to VRED, and you absconded for 496 days? It appears your PO had previously been trying to work with you.
Yeah, I just, like I said, I've been locked up for 16, 17 months, and I was lonely and got out and made some sick decisions and got involved in the wrong relationship, and, you know, I started smoking marijuana, and then I went to a fly full car, and I never stopped. Before I got the car was in the mail, and that's when I dropped a dirty UA, and I informed my PA, Mario Phillips, why I dropped dirty, because I thought I could smoke, and he informed me that until I actually had the car in my hand, I was not legal to do it. And it was just same little things here and there. I went downhill. The thievery place they sent me was not a good place to send anybody struggling with addiction.
Okay.
Especially in that neighborhood. But it is what it is. I made my choices. Nobody had a gun in my head. But.
So besides alcohol and marijuana, sir, are you doing any other drugs?
No, sir.
Okay. All right, Mr. Simpson, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you, sir. Seeing no additional questions coming, sir, I am going to give you an opportunity before we go into the discussion to see, is there anything else you'd like to say to this board that you haven't already presented, sir, without repeating yourself?
I'm sorry that I made the choices I made, and I wish I could go back, but I can't do that now. So.
Yeah.
I know better next time.
All right, sir. So the board's getting ready to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, Mr. Simpson, I'm going to ask you to remain on the line. However, I need you to remain silent while the board's in discussion. We'll make a determination whether we revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. But once we've made that decision, sir, we'll get back to you with the decision of the board, and you'll be able to hear the discussion while we're making that decision, okay?
Okay, thank you.
I do. Thank you, sir. So it appeared, Mr. Simpson was doing good, but he fell off and relapsed, and he says he got involved with the wrong female, just made some really, really bad decision, and he absconded for 496 days. Spiel had been trying to work with him, sent him to VRED to get involved in an in-house program. However, he failed to complete that program, and be at VRED and decided just to be out. I think he realizes that that was a mistake, but he only has a little bit over a month left on his parole. He will be released on January 10th of 2018. I think in spite of the time with the 496 days of being absconded, can be overlooked, that it is not suitable to, I'm not supportive of releasing Mr. Seamster on community, reinstating his community supervision. I hope he takes the time that he has left to really come up with a plan, get himself together, so hopefully he won't have to appear before this board again or have any negative contact with law enforcement. That's my opinion, but I would like to hear from the rest of the board.
I agree with you, sir.
Okay, thank you. So, therefore, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Seamster, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapses, was about to lapse in the criminal wage for our company, as he had started to drink alcohol and use marijuana, and he had been in absconding for 496 days, during which time we have no idea what was going on and what he was doing during that period of time. That would be my motion. Thank you.
I agree.
Okay, Mr. Simpson, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. You will be released in just about a month, on January 10th of 2018, sir. Hope that you would take this time you have remaining, put together a plan so that when you release, sir, that you would have a positive influence when you get back in the community. You won't be involved in drugs, and hopefully, sir, you'll be doing a productive life, work, and be a productive citizen, and not have any more negative contacts with the law enforcement, sir. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for participating in your hearing, sir. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you. Could you put the CO3 back on the phone?
Thank you.
All right.